Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. I'm going to open in a word of prayer. We're going to have a good program, and then we're going to do the vocabulary in the end. If you need a vocabulary list, you can look it up online, the Hebrew vocabulary, or you can give me a call at 312-925-9887, and I'll send you a vocabulary list with the verbs and so forth on it. All right, let me open with prayer. Good, I petition you that the brothers are able to bear the knowledge that they take in and to be able to apply it correctly in their lives. I pray that you watch over and guide them and direct their footsteps and lead them to a new beginning of everlasting life. I pray this in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. All right, let me get my scriptures. We're at Bamidbar, or Numbers chapter 15, and it goes to say, Adonai said to Moshe, tell the people of Israel, when you have come into the land where you are going to live, which I am giving to you, and want to make an offering by fire to Adonai, a burnt offering or sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or to be a voluntary offering, or at your designated times to make a fragrance aroma for Adonai, then whether it comes from the herd or from the flock, the person bringing the offering is to present Adonai with a grain offering consisting of 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with 1 quart of olive oil and 1 quart of wine for the drink offering. This is what you are to prepare with the burnt offering or for each lamb sacrifice. For a ram, prepare 1 gallon of fine flour mixed with 1 1/3 quarts of olive oil. While for the drink offering, you are to present 1 1/3 quarts of wine as a fragrant aroma for Adonai. When you prepare a bull as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or as peace offering for Adonai, there is to be present with the bull a grain offering of 1.5 gallon of fine flour mixed with 2 quarts of olive oil. For the drink offering, present 2 quarts of wine for an offering made by fire, a fragrant aroma for Adonai. Do it this way for each bull, ram, male lamb, or kid. For as many animals you prepare, do this for each one, regardless of how many animals there are. Every citizen is to do these things in this way when presenting an offering made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai. If a foreigner stays with you or whoever may be with you through all your generations and he wants to bring an offering made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai, he is to do the same as you. For this community, there will be the same law for you as for the foreigner living with you. This is a permanent regulation through all your generations. The foreigner should be treated the same way before Adonai as yourselves. The same Torah and standard of judgment will apply to both you and the foreigner living with you. Adonai said to Moshe, speak to the people of Israel, tell them, when you enter the land where I am bringing you and eat bread produced in the land, you are to set aside a portion as a gift for Adonai. Set aside from you first dough, a cake, as a gift. Set it aside as you would set aside a portion of the grain from the threshing floor. From your first dough you will give Adonai a portion as a gift through all your generations. If by mistake you fail to observe all these mitzvahs that Adonai has spoken to Moshe, yes, everything that Adonai has ordered you to do through Moshe, from the day Adonai gave the order and onward through all your generations, then if it was done by mistake by the community and was not known to them, the whole community is to offer 1 young bull for a burnt offering as a fragrant aroma to Adonai with his grain and drink offerings, in keeping with the rule. and one male goat as a sin offering. The Kohen is to make atonement for the whole community of the people of Israel, and they will be forgiven, because it was a mistake, and they have brought their offering, an offering made by fire, to Adonai, and their sin offering before Adonai for their mistake. The whole community of the people of Israel will be forgiven. Likewise, the foreigner staying with them, because for all the people it was a mistake. If an individual sins by mistake, he is to offer a female goat in its first year as a sin offering. The Kohen will make atonement before Adonai for the person who makes a mistake by sinning inadvertently. He will make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. No matter whether he is a citizen of Israel or a foreigner living with him, you are to have one law for whoever it is that does something wrong by mistake. But an individual who does something wrong intentionally, whether a citizen or a foreigner, is blaspheming Adonai. That person will be cut off from his people because he has contempted for the word of Adonai and has disobeyed his command. That person will be cut off completely. His offense will remain with him. While the people of Israel were in the desert, they found a man gathering wood on Shabbat. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moshe, Aharon, and the whole congregation. They kept him in custody because it had not yet been decided what to do with him. Then Adonai said to Moshe, "This man must be put to death. The entire community is to stone him to death outside the camp." So the whole community brought him outside the camp and threw stones at him until he died, as Adonai had ordered. So we see some of the harshness of the laws, where the man broke the Sabbath and was gathering wood, and he was put to death by the word of Adonai. So we see that would be kind of, but it was the law given to the children of Israel that they are not supposed to gather on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is supposed to be a holy day. So in a sense, it's not a harsh law. It's not a harsh decision. It was a decision made justly by Adonai. And it goes to say, Adonai said to Moshe, "Speak to the people of Israel, instructing them through all their generations to tzitzit on the corners of their garments, and to put tzitzit on each corner of a blue thread. It should be a tzitzit for you to look at, and thereby remember all of Adonai's mitzvah, and obey them, so that you won't go around wherever your heart and eyes lead you to prostitute yourselves. But it will help you remember and obey all mitzvah and be holy for your God. I am Adonai your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt in order to be your God. I am Adonai your God." So this we see here, where they were given an order and they obeyed it by good. They carried it out as they were supposed to. It goes to say, "Now Korah, the son of Yishar, the son of Akkot, the son of Levi, along with Dadam and Aviram, the son of Elab, and On, the son of Pelet, descendants of Reuben, took men and rebelled against Moshe. Siding with them were 250 men of Israel, leaders of the community, key members of the council, men of reputation. They assembled themselves against Moshe and Aharon and said to them, 'You make too much of yourselves. After all, the entire community is holy, every one of them, and Adonai is among them. So why do you lift yourselves up above Adonai's assembly?' When Moshe heard this, he fell on his face. Then he said to Korah and his whole group, 'In the morning, Adonai will show you who are his and who is the holy person he will allow to approach him. Yes, he will bring whomever he chooses near to himself. Do this, take censers, Korah and all your group. Put fire in them and put incense in them before Adonai tomorrow. The one whom Adonai chooses will be the one who is holy. It is you, you sons of Levi, who are taking too much on yourselves.' Then Moshe said to Korah, Listen here, you son of Levi. It is for you a mere trifle that God of Israel has separated you from the community of Israel to bring you close to himself so that you can't do the work in the tabernacle of Adonai and stand before the community serving them. He has brought you close and all your brothers, sons of Levi, with you. Now you want the officer Kohan too. That's why you and your group have gathered together against Adonai. After all, what is a horn that you complain against him? Then Moshe sent to summon Datum and Aviram, the sons of Eli, but they replied, "We won't come up. It is such a mere trifle bringing us up from a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the desert that now you arrogate to yourself the role of dictator over us. You haven't at all brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, and you haven't put us in possession of fields and vineyards. Do you think you can gouge out these men's eyes and blind them? We won't come out." Moshe was very angry and said to Adonai, "Don't accept their grain offering. I have taken one donkey from them. I have done nothing wrong to any of them." So here we're seeing Moshe giving a request to Adonai not to accept their grain offering because they've turned against the word of Adonai. Moshe said to Korah, "You and your group be there before Adonai tomorrow. You, they, and Aharon. Each of you take his fire pan and put incense in it. Every one of you bring before Adonai his fire pan, 250 fire pans, you two and Aharon, each one his fire pan. Each man took his fire pan, put fire in it, laid incense on it, and stood at the entrance to the tent of meeting with Moshe and Aharon. Korah assembled all the group who were against him at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then the glory of Adonai appeared to the whole assembly." That's what Adonai does. "Adonai said to Moshe and Aharon, 'Separate yourselves from this assembly. I'm going to destroy them right now.' They fell on their faces and said, 'O God, God of the spirit of all humankind, if one person sins, are you going to be angry with the entire assembly?' Adonai answered Moshe, 'Tell the assembly to move away from the homes of Korah, Datum, and Aviram.' Moshe got up and went to Datum and Aviram, and the leaders of Israel followed him. There he said to the assembly, Leave the tents of these wicked men. Don't touch anything that belongs to them, or you may be swept away in all their sins.' So they moved away from all around the area where Korah and Datum and Aviram lived. Then Datum and Aviram came out and stood at the entrance to the tents with their wives, sons, and little ones. Moshe said, 'Here's how you will know that Adonai has sent me to do all these things and that I haven't done them out of my own ambition. If these men die a natural death like other people, only sharing the fate common to all humanity, then Adonai has not sent me. But if Adonai does something new, if the ground opens up and swallows them with everything they own, and they go down alive to Sheol, then you understand that these men have had contempt for Adonai.'" The moment he finished with speaking, the ground under them split apart. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household, all the people who had sided with Korah and everything they owned. So they and everything they owned went down alive into Sheol. The earth closed over them and their existence in the community ceased. All Israel around them fled as their shrieks shouting, 'The earth might swallow us too.' Then fire came out from Adonai and destroyed the 250 men who had offered the incense." So we see here Adonai not accepting their offering, but yet putting them to death. So this is something we want to learn from, is that these men thought that Moses had taken it upon himself to rule the children of Israel, when yet he was sent by Adonai as a prophet to bring the people to a land flowing with milk and honey, and they question that. And as we see again here, Adonai brings forth his anger and wrath against the people. So good strikes the people down, the wicked people, And the righteous are left alive, which is Moses and Aaron. All right, now going to the vocabulary. This word means foregoing, and it's spelled Aleph, Yod, Resh, and Mem. Hold on. And our next word is, it means my brother is evil. It's spelled Aleph, Hey, Yod, Resh, and Tesei. Our next word is my brother of the dawn. It's Aleph, Resh, Yod, Shin, Hey, and what appears to be none. The next word, my brother has sung. Aleph, Hey, Yod, Shin, and Resh. Now, next word is my brother means my brother is folly. Aleph, Hey, Yod, Hey, Pay, and then lamb, then the T on the end of it. Our next word is brother of El, Aleph, Yod, Aleph, lamb, and a T on the end of it. Our next word is sister, Aleph, Hey, Yod, excuse me, Aleph, Hey, none, and excuse me, that is Aleph, Het, Nun, and Tav. All right, that is it for my vocabulary spelling. So if you need the vocabulary, just give me a call at 312-925-9887, and I'll send you one out. All right, good. I petition you that the brothers and sisters are able to take in this knowledge and to be able to understand. I pray that I'm able to come from your word alone and continue to come from your word alone and present your case before the people. I pray that you bless them and give them the sustenance they need to survive on a day-to-day basis. Open their eyes, remove the rafters from their eyes and their hearts, and let them understand, and let them be the few amongst the fertile soil. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.